Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up, Kevin Millar will join us, and we will talk current state of the Boston Red Sox with Kevin Millar at 7:20. And then they set it at 7:45, and that is a quick back and forth on everything that was said yesterday in sports, including what Rory McIlroy said about avoiding the golf media for weeks on end after what happened with his driver at the Masters. So that is coming up. Jackson now officially at the helm in Shime's absence this morning.
And how are you doing? How's the anxiety levels? Does this give you anxiety?
I would liken it to getting onto an airplane and noticing that Denzel Washington's character from Flight is the pilot.
He's going to land it, but it'll be upside down.
Is that the best job anybody's ever done at being a bombed moron? Like, you could almost smell the booze on Denzel's breath in that movie.
And it was a sympathetic character. Like, you felt bad for him the entire time. At least I did.
I really
was rooting for him.
Well, because he's a really good, the character's a really good dude.
Yeah.
And like, and he doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to be drinking. And
he doesn't want to be drinking and blowing coke up his nose. But he did land the plane upside down. So
did.
That is impressive.
Yes,
and nobody died.
Yes, he did. I mean, emergency top five other actors playing drunk who are really good. I can't think of many other ones.
Actress, Blake Lively in The Town.
I
always say this, Blake Lively.
Okay. That was more drugs, though, I think.
She was
on something.
But she was drinking, too, because she was at the bar.
Yeah.
But Blake Lively, I always said, walked so Sydney Sweeney could run in Euphoria. This very similar characters.
All right, we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Billy Bob Thornton, Bad Santa.
That was a good one.
I just saw on Twitch, too, Beth Dutton in Yellowstone. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you love that show. I don't know that show.
Really? No, you got to give it another go. You guys would love it.
Steve Martin in The Jerk. When he got drunk and he was taking everything out of the house.
But that's not, Curtis is talking about an actor who plays
a drunk the whole time.
Just one time getting drunk.
I have the best one. Chris Curtis on Dennis and Callahan.
What about
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns?
What about is it the dad from Hoosiers? Is that the where the father's coming to the basketball games? Is that what I'm thinking of, that film?
Where he's is that Hoosiers or was that Friday Night Lights where he's always physically abusing the kid?
Tim Riggins' brother.
I can't remember. He might be right. There might be a Hoosiers. So what about the fighter? Was Mickey Ward's brother? Would that count or
Dickie,
no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christian
Bale.
Nick Cage in Leaving Las Vegas. Great one on the text line. Subaru of New England text line 617-779-7937. He can text us anytime, and he can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Yes,
Ryan. I got the best one. Woody Harrelson and Kingpin.
Excellent.
It's very good. Yes.
Got Munson out here in the middle of nowhere.
All right, Courtney, your lead this morning.
Good morning, everybody. One of the bad boys in elite sports is back in the headlines. And I'm not talking about Tyreek Hill. I'm not talking about Stefon Diggs. We're talking about Magnus Carlsen. If you remember Magnus, he is the number one chess player in the world.
Yes.
And if his name sounds familiar, it's because we've talked about him before. Back in 2023, he quit unexpectedly against Hans Niemann because he believed Hans was cheating with anal beads. Mm. In 2024, he was disqualified for refusing to change out of his jeans. The chess board said that they expect people to be dressed professionally, and jeans didn't make the cut. Right. And on
he's a bad boy of chess.
He is. Yeah. On Sunday, he lost to another star, Gukesh, and he had a bit of an outburst. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see it. He bangs the table. Right. He does not handle it with sportsmanship. He's now considering quitting the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Magnus is the number one chess player in the world in classical chess. Mm. He is now considering leaving the sport altogether because it's now been 4 years where he's been in headlines, not for the right reasons.
Mm. Okay, but is he going to leave just because he lost?
Well, he might be washed. Like, this might be it for him. He didn't just lose on Sunday. I believe he lost on Friday as well. But this isn't a good look for the chess world. Or is it? The question is up to you, because you think of chess and it's like the old version of golf where everybody was very stuffy, stuck up. Right. I like to see a little bit of passion. I don't think Magnus should quit.
Magnus is like their Tiger Woods. When's the last time he's won a chip, though? Is he still winning?
Well, he was number one in the world until like last Friday, and then he lost Friday, and then he lost Sunday. Could just be an off weekend.
Yeah.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So let me give El Presidente a shout out, and I'm talking about the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Doesn't his middle name start with a J? So isn't it Donald J. Trump?
Yep. Right. Nailed it.
So Rob Manfred basically said it was because Donald Trump had a big influence on him reinstating Pete Rose and kind of taking him off that lifetime ban list for him to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, granted, it's still a lengthy process that they have to go through. And, I mean, at the end of the day, if Pete Rose does finally get in, maybe it's good for his family. I think he caught a raw deal as when he was alive. But you got to give the president, you know, a shout-out for this. For people who look and go, Pete Rose should be in, where he steps in and, you know, he maybe gets Manfred to see the other side of it and open up his eyes and go, okay, this guy's been punished long enough. Let's take him off the list and you know, make him eligible for the Hall of Fame, even though it is after his death.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, give Trump always stepping in on a lot of the athletic stuff.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Yesterday, Reggie Bush demanded that the NFL force the removal of all turf fields.
Mm.
All right.
I wanted to get your thought on that.
I like it. I like the fact that, you know, because they say, you know, less injuries happen on natural grass. They do it in the world of soccer. The NFL doesn't want to do it because the owners don't want to do it because it's more money to upkeep natural grass than it is artificial stuff. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of players want it. I think Nick Bosa is a big proponent of getting rid of the artificial turf.
When you were playing on turf, were the beads that are underneath the grass ever annoying? Because I remember cheerleading. Mm-hmm. Like, they would get in your eyes all the time, those beads.
Yeah.
So not even just injury, but the annoyance of turf.
Yeah, the beads were annoying. But remember, I played on the original AstroTurf. It was like playing on concrete.
Mm.
So the new AstroTurf is, you know, way better. But a lot of the guys now.
Would, if the NFL were ever to do that, would it affect the quality of the game in any way?
No.
From your perspective?
No, it's really more about the upkeep, because Pittsburgh has natural grass, but their field is horrible, especially later in the season. So it's really more about the upkeep. What the NFL needs to do, if they were going to go in this direction, is have all the grounds crews that work for the NFL teams go over to Europe. Because in Europe, or just soccer in general, they always play on real grass. And their grass always looks spectacular. So maybe they could figure out what they're doing. But
the owners don't like it because it's much less expensive to have turf as opposed to grass. So even owners that are pocketing billions in TV revenue before the season starts, when they say to you they care about the well-being of their players, just look at how they have their field.
It would have to be the players' union to really, really get this passed, and they'd have to really make a big stink. But in the NFL, it's always hard to get the NFL players to kind of come together.
Well, if anybody knows grass, it's you and Reggie Bush. So,
he ain't lying.
I will stand by your opinion.
There were some beautiful like grass places to play on. Yeah. I would say Miami had a nice one.
Oof.
But then they had the baseball field.
It smelled like cow manure, though. I felt like it always smelled bad there.
Okay.
It did.
Green Bay was nice, though. If Green Bay could pull it off, I think anybody could pull it off because Green Bay plays in one of the coldest places in the NFL.
I swear to God, though, Curtis, it smelled like that because that's how they kept the greens well, because cow manure was helping with the grass. It smelled terrible on that field.
I'm not saying you're lying. It was funny the way you said it.
Yeah.
I like it. It was great. I didn't even thought of that. It made me laugh.
Those are our leads. Kevin Millar is going to join us next. And right now, Courtney with What is Trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox don't get swept. They beat the Angels in that series with the final 11-9, thanks to a walk-off homer by Rafaela. A weird scene before the game as Sox first base infield coach Jose Flores and Angels lefty Tyler Anderson, who pitched on Monday, got into it near home plate during the pregame warmups. Things ended quickly, but not without others running over to get involved, pull people away. Alex Cora ran over. Garrett Crochet ran over. Cora explained it as just baseball talk. Mm. The guy's off today before taking on the Yankees tomorrow. The Stanley Cup Finals started last night, and the Oilers strike first at home despite a nice goal from Marshy. We got extra hockey with this one going to overtime. Final score 4-3 with Leon Draisaitl scoring a power play goal with 31 seconds left in overtime. The NBA Finals start tonight. The Pacers and Thunder tip at 8:30 in OKC. At Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's What's Trending. Kevin Millar coming up next.
Millar is
sorry.
His name.
I know. Too quick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up, we will get to They Said It in about 20 minutes or so at 7:45. We had some pretty legit regular weekly guests on the old WAAF show, but whether it was Bubs Edelman or Matt Light or Adam Oates or Theo Epstein, I will say that our next guest was probably the best during the season or two that he did it. Joining us now, the great Kevin Millar. Kevin Millar, good morning.
Boy, the great. That was too nice. I've never been called the great. That was Manny and David. They were great.
How you doing?
I was just like the guy in the corner with the bad body, shaped like a pear.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I tell you one thing. It's early here in Texas. We're outside of Austin here, and I'm like, yeah. 7:20 Eastern time. I forgot about that part of it. So this is 6:20 Texas time, which they call Central time. I get confused. I say snake time when I'm doing the show.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early to come on. And currently, you've been talking about it. I've seen you here and there talking about it. This Red Sox team is a disaster.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because let's be honest, they haven't won a whole lot of games the last few years, and you kind of felt this year coming in, Garrett Crochet is way better than everybody thought, right? Big boy, looks the part, great guy. Obviously, a late Alex Bregman sign. Probably got a little confusing for Rafi Devers, you know, who knows how that's handled. You're okay to get your feelings hurt. You're okay to kind of like, what happened? And it came late. But, you know, you go through the whole process of then Tristan Casas goes down. Now everybody's looking at Devers to go give him a glove, and then he's not exactly proactive on that. And now there's like, I guess the whole situation is that we handle a lot of stuff inside behind the scenes, right? We dealt with Manny stuff, right? There was a series he didn't show up for the Yankees. I mean, lock in on that for a second. He didn't come to the game. So this is way bigger than not, oh, well, you know, Rafi doesn't want to play defense or whatever the situation might be, but so we've dealt with this stuff, but a lot of that's done eyeball to eyeball, man to man. I'm sorry. There's too much tickle bunny going around here now. Everybody wants to play tickle bunny, and they fear the contracts, and Albrecht walks around on pins and needles. I'm sorry. I run a ship different. It's man to man, eyeball to eyeball. We got all – who goes up to anybody and says, hey, dude, will you go play XYZ? When, by the way? You guarantee money, and I'm not throwing all this on Rafi. Let's be honest. Without him in that lineup, who knows how many wins they would have. So the point to this whole equation is this is a team. That name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the name on the back, trust me. And then when everybody's going to be done, Cal Ripken retired, Mark McGwire retired, Sammy Sosa retired, 98. You would thought if they retired, the game was over. But you, trust me, you will be our age. You'll be at the game. You'll be walking around. The only thing you have is that integrity to say, hey, dude, this guy was a good teammate, or that was a good dude, or whatever that is. And so I just think that needs to be handled internally. There needs to be dudes to step up, whatever that situation might be. I'm not on this team. I'm just talking about from an outsider. I come around the guys. I like the guys. And you know as well as I know, I mean, Rafi Devers is one of the nicest, I want to say kids, because he's still a kid. So teach him. So teach whoever, whatever we need to do. We can't win run-one games. And now, of course, are their day. Is it a manager thing? Whatever it is, just shave your head. Well, shave your head, pull your pants up, go no batting gloves, and let's go.
Is it Is that Alex Cora's fault? Has Alex Cora mismanaged that particular relationship and that whole scenario?
No, I don't think Alex Cora's fault. I don't know. There's not a fault there. It's like what you as a field manager, you're only given what you know. You only got so much. You don't have the checkbook. So he's got a lot of young guys. You go through a couple injuries. The Braves are going through it right now. You're going to blame Snicker on the Braves. You know, they lose everybody, and they're sitting down here, and they start off 0-7, and you're like, well, what happens? But at some point, you've seen teams get hot, too, now. You know, the Minnesota Twins, they look like they were out and out and out. Well, then they go up and reel off whatever it was, 12 in a row. The Cardinals out of nowhere. Now it's the Brewers out of nowhere. So it's time for the Red Sox to come out of nowhere, right? It's just, I think everybody's been waiting for that. And Bregman's injury, let's be honest, that hurts.
Yeah.
Because that sign was wonderful for this team. He's a ball player. He's a winner. He's tough. You know, former LSU shortstop, could play everywhere. No one knew where he was going to play when he came in. Comes right in, but he helps guys. He's smart. So that hurts. So now we got to sit here, and everybody's sitting here, you know, let's bring up all the young guys, and Meyer and Roman Anthony. And we're still talking young guys, and they're great players, you know. Christian Campbell's going to be a great player. Gets off to a great start. Everybody thinks he's going to hit 330. Right, then he goes through his little stuff. It's the big leagues. So I don't know whose fault it is, but I know one thing. We went through it. Every team goes through it. There is a boys' club factor behind the scenes, fisheye to fisheye. And what I mean by that is eye contact to eye contact. And somebody's got to look somebody in the eye. And it's uncomfortable at times. Yeah. It's okay.
But it becomes.
But sometimes we walk around on pins and needles too much, and no one wants to talk about anything that's uncomfortable, like the elephant in the room. And that's the way, I mean, like I told you, I wasn't a very good player, but at some point you got to lead. And whoever that is, somebody's got to lead.
But Kevin, you're from a different era of baseball where maybe that happened. You could handle players differently. I feel like this era of younger athletes or that play.
Well, it's the same with you when you played in the NFL. It was the exact same thing.
Right. I understand that I'm from that era and things can't get done that way. And I think like Kevin wants it to be done that way. I put this on Alex Cora as a guy who is the manager of these egos, has to sit down way before the season with a superstar and get him to understand, here's what we're doing with Bregman and here's the role we want you to play.
Yes, it's an organization. For that situation, 1,000%. What's the number one thing in a relationship? You can be married or girlfriend. Communication, right? It's not that hard. Why is everybody scared to communicate, whether it's the truth? I used to go in the field and Terry Francona's office. Why are you taking me out for defense in the seventh inning? Hey, I could walk out of that meeting mad and not getting what I want to hear, but man to man, they tell me, hey, dude, because you're not as good defensively at this point in the game, blah, blah, blah. They give me the reason. I walk out like a man. But you say this era, why has it changed? When did we get softer than the hummus? Was it because of devices?
No, because
why is because everybody, you walk in a locker room now and everybody's trying to get many likes on Instagram and, hey, dude, go get good at baseball. You're going to be famous. Everybody wants to be famous before they're good. We know these guys before they even put up numbers.
Well, Kevin,
so
I think
why has it changed?
Because, Kevin, I think you just said it. It's the lack of honesty. These managers, coaches, front office people, they're not honest with some players in today's game. Just like they said, hey, you weren't good enough to play the field. When I was coming up in football, it was Parcells and Belichick. They were honest, and I don't think that a lot of these front office people or even managers are honest to these athletes at times.
I think Alex Cora is great. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've showered with Alex Cora. I've played with Alex Cora. He's a great baseball man. I think your hands get tied this day and age as a manager. I don't think, unless you've walked in his shoes, no one can seriously say this on Alex Cora. What's on Alex Cora? Because Rafi Devers is going to play first base? Is that what we're saying? Or is it because that Giolito gave up, you know, 6 runs yesterday in the first inning? So that's why it's easy to say that it's on Alex Cora. It's not on Alex Cora. This is a bigger deal. To me, it's a player thing. It's a player thing.
No.
You can't go up. Why is it up to Alex to go up to? What about you going up to him? You think Manny Ramirez, you think Terry Francona chased Manny Ramirez down to the Four Seasons when he didn't show up? No, dude. Trot Nixon wanted to eat his face off. You know what I'm saying?
Lou Merlone was talking about, when you talk about this generation of players, he was saying yesterday that these guys are no longer sat in the minors when they make a mistake, and so they don't learn a lesson. Like, do you feel like the way players are brought up is differently?
Yes. Everything you're saying is true, but I think everybody's catered to. There's so much, and I don't know if the power has gone so far on the other side, the analytical side, that everybody walks around like robots. There's no more eye test. There's no more like, dude. Like, we shaved our heads. We were down 0-2 to the, this is an 0-3 to the A's, right? We shaved our heads. Theo Epstein shaved his head. He had no choice. I had the Clippers. Whoa. Grady Little. Whoa. That's what you did. It wasn't because we did it for looks. We all looked like a bunch of sperms on the plane.
But Kevin, the Devers situation aside, is Alex Cora, because all we hear is that he's a great players manager. I've never been on a MLB team. I've never been inside of a clubhouse. How much of a message between Alex Cora and the players, like, what is that relationship like? How much does he actually control out there on the field? Is it more on the players that they're losing these games by one run, or is it on Alex Cora?
Well, I think we as players, and I always said this when I was a player, it's my job. If I played bad, that's not Terry Francona's job, right? The accountability is a huge word. Look in the mirror when you brush your teeth. Don't look down when you brush your teeth. I think there's some insecurities around. I think everybody's worried about losing their job. I think we lose the sight on this is the show. This is the big leagues. Have as much fun as you can. Bust your butt. Play like Jaren Duran does. Respect 90 feet. So those things are players' situations. Alex is there just to check the lineup. You got a bench coach in Vasquez, you got a pitching coach. But honest to God, like, I always joked around with Terry, keep him out of the game. We have a chance to win the game. What X's and O's does a manager really bring in the game baseball until the 7th, 8th, and 9th with your bullpen, maybe bringing in this guy? But once again, if he throws an 0-2 curveball and someone puts it over the monster, whose fault is that? It's the pitcher's fault for not executing an 0-2 pitch. So I just think sometimes we get heat, and I get it. If you lose a clubhouse as a manager, that's different. I've been on teams we lost clubhouses. That manager's got to go. But this is bigger than Al's core, guys. I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is. And it's not all Rafi Devers either. He doesn't get all the heat. I just think it's bigger. And I don't know what.
Kevin, I would love your thoughts on the ways in which this organization is now run, relying almost exclusively on the analytics. So you mentioned Crochet. A couple weeks ago, the Sox had a must-win game. Their bullpen was totally and completely taxed, and they took Crochet out after 85 pitches because Craig Breslow's equation said that he couldn't pitch more than 85 pitches that night. Where do you stand on that, and do you think that the manager should have a bigger role to have a feel in the game as opposed to relying on numbers?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of any of that stuff. So give me information. I want information. Thank you very much. And then I'm going to make my moves the way my eyes tell me. Gut feeling is part of this game. Eyeballs are everything in this game. Dudes, gamers, all of those lingos that we've heard are all part of this game, right? Going out and having cocktails after a game and talking the game is part of this game. Unfortunately, now it's different, right? We have go up to your hotel room and order chicken fingers and play video games. That's now the game. I don't know. I played like 20 years ago. It feels like it was 5. I love the game. I'm still in the game. I work for Major League Baseball. This is the game that I only know. This analytics stuff, equations, the way they talk, doesn't even make sense to me. We're not robots. Baseball is dig in, grab your privates, look that guy in the eye on the mound. You're facing Roger Clemens. He's 6'5". He's got 7 Cy Youngs, and I'm undrafted. What in the hell am I doing in the batter's box unless I create to my head that it's a freaking attitude? It's me versus you, pimp, and let's roll. That's all it is. It's a mindset.
Well, the
it's
other
not
thing,
like, oh my God, Kevin can't run, he can't throw, he can't field, he can't hit. He's undrafted, and he signed from the St. Paul Saints. You know what? 12 years later, there's a ring. Next, Next question.
Well, okay, big dog.
The 04 team, Kevin, was the definition of everything that you couldn't quantify getting you to a championship.
Oh, well, they were actually having the cocktails before the game
right.
sometimes.
I mean, why not?
Kevin.
When in Rome.
Whatever it takes, right? That's how you have to start that culture in camp, and that's why you got to sign dudes in the Boston area that are dudes. There's makeup. I'm sorry. Is that in the analytics? This guy's makeup is. There's too much. I just think there's too much. It's going to come back to the. You start seeing Bochy's back in the game. They win the World Series in 2022. He gets. Brings in Brett Boone, a guy that, I'm a baseball player. They actually were in town when I was there. And, Jock Peterson was hitting like 050. And Boone's like, what are you doing, dude? Are you ready to be Jock Peterson? And he started, this, that. Stop. Just go hit. And I think Jock got a couple hits that day and, whatever. But it's got to come back. That needle's got to come back at some point. Or we're just sitting here, managing some robots. Like, he can't face lefties. He can't face righties. He can't face lefties. And, 85 pitches it is.
Speaking of that 2004 team, you're doing an event where that team will be celebrated. It is a 2004 Boston Red Sox World Champions Cruise with you and the guys here in Boston, correct?
Correct. City Cruises. It's an experience. A buddy of mine, Mike Flasky, ran a bunch of these celebrity golf events. Now he's working for a Hornblower. Came up with this idea. I'm like, I love experiences, right? It's like going to a concert. You get on stage, that's an experience. Or a little acoustic show, that's an experience. You get on the field for the batting practice, that's an experience. So this is going to be fun. We're going to have Derek Lowe and Orlando Cabrera, Father's Day, telling stories, cozy, couple hours around the harbor, a couple cocktails, and just, have fun, man. So the experience part of it, I said, yes, I'm in. And City Cruise done such a great job of putting this thing together, and this will be the first one. So if it stinks, I apologize to everybody. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to get a mic and have some fun. And if Derek Lowe has some cocktails, his shirt might end up off. You never know.
I am just fascinated, Kevin, the story that you just had about Manny. What's the craziest Manny story that maybe the audience doesn't know?
Is this after dark now? Or are we at 4 in the morning? Now, listen, Manny Ramirez, real quick, though, he was a genius in that box. There were times we landed in Seattle and he didn't know where we were. You could say Pittsburgh or you could say Seattle. That's okay. But I'll tell you one thing. He would watch the bullpen arms in the video room, I'm trying to say, because the starters would always be on the TV. And he always knew what they had. If CeCe Sabathia was pitching, he knew what he had. But he was so fascinating because he would watch the 7th, 8th, and 9th guys face similar right-handed hitters, and it was remarkable. But I know that's not the story you wanted to hear. You'd rather hear something like that was weird. But I'm just telling you, Manny Ramirez was one of the smartest. You don't drive in 160 runs in this game without being educated in that batter's box. A great, great, great teammate back then as far as hitting, teaching, talking, and understanding. And make David Ortiz a Hall of Famer. Think about it. Dave was non-tendered. I was non-tendered. Me and David followed Manny around everywhere he went. David went to a Hall of Fame, and here I am with a headset on, still talking baseball, yelling up at people.
Yeah, Manny, my favorite player, Kevin. Question for me, you said you work for Major League Baseball. I was upset about the Pete Rose situation when Manfred came out and said he's going to lift the suspension after his death. I was always a fan of Pete Rose and thought he should have been in the Hall of Fame, especially when he got into his 80s and he was still alive. How do you feel about that situation? Should he have been able to be in the Hall of Fame when he was alive with us?
1,000%. This guy, everybody wanted to be Pete Rose. He has his own slide, for Christ's sakes. Your dad, my dad, everybody's grandpa. It doesn't matter. Pete Rose was a name, 4,200 hits over that. Most hits in baseball. I always said the Hall of Fame's a museum, man. It really is. It's a museum. You want to take your kids there. Pete Rose has to be in the Hall of Fame. What he did, got it. I get it. I mean, people do time, commit crimes and do time and they're out. This guy, whatever it was, and I know the commissioner was on his side, but sometimes there's a lot more to it than you and I know. What goes on, what's going on. But at the end of the day, man, I was happy that it's happened. It's sad that he wasn't alive to see it, because Pete Rose was, if you've been around Pete Rose, you knew Pete Rose. There's some, let me just be honest, he knew he was a gangster. And it was awesome to hear him talk, because I remember we did a signing in Cooperstown one time. It was me and Mike Lowe, with the Marlins, were playing that game, and his line was all the way around the building. I think we had two people. People didn't even know who the Marlins were. And he's like, hey, man, hey, Kevin, how many hits you get last year? I'm like, I don't know, 140, 50, I have no idea. And he's like, yeah, you're only about 4,000 behind me. I'm like, yes.
Well, listen, it's great. Great to hear your voice. And I appreciate you taking the time. And June 15th is the cruise. And Curtis, you got to be there. Savant to Savant.
Oh, I can't
2004
wait.
Cruise with Kevin Millar.
Let's
and the
go.
Guys.
Love it.
All right. It's great. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right.
All right, boys. See you guys.
Okay. That is the great Kevin
Millar. I'm going to use that.
I'll let him go.
8 years undrafted from Georgia, championship ring. Suck on that.
Right. He's the best.
Yeah, he's a good
dude.
And he
can go all morning. We will be back with they.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Said it next. They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That is WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start this morning, Jackson?
We begin in the golf world with Rory McIlroy addressing his driver situation.
Also, like the driver stuff, I was a little pissed off because I knew that Scotty's driver had failed on Monday, but my name was the one that was leaked. It was supposed to stay confidential. Oh. Two members of the media were the ones that leaked it. And again, like I didn't want to get up there and say something that I regretted either, you know, because there's a lot of people that I'm trying to protect. Scotty, I don't want to mention his name. I'm trying to protect TaylorMade. I'm trying to protect the USGA, PGA of America, myself, you know, so I just didn't want to get up there and say something that I regretted at the time. And with Scotty's stuff, like, that's not my information to share. I knew that that had happened, but, you know, that's not on me to share that. And I felt, you know, that process is supposed to be kept confidential, and it wasn't for whatever reason. And, you know, that's why I was pretty annoyed at that.
Didn't Scotty speak on it?
It is obviously, when cheating, you would like it to be kept confidential.
Right.
So that's his explanation for why he refused to speak to the media for days. Curtis, do you accept it?
What an a-hole. Like, I don't want to talk about Scotty, but I'm going to mention his name 17 times. Oh, my God. It was probably released because the media hates you because you're a dink.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, life ain't fair, bud.
Like, so, he wants to make it clear that if anybody was using a driver that was non-conforming, it was Scottie Scheffler.
Right. He wasn't going down alone.
But again,
he was like Nino Brown from New Jack City.
But again, Scottie,
Kareem Akbar is the real head of CMB.
But my thing is this. Remember those idiots, Greg, we talked about? They're like, no big deal. Yeah. Rory's not avoiding the media. Where are those people today? Like, well, you always hear from 100 people that want to tell you you're wrong. Clearly, that's why he didn't talk to the media.
Well, you see it in the Twitch chat right now. Truth, truth hurts the nerd, whatever. Stop, Greg. It's not cheating. Okay, well, you can define cheating however you want to define cheating. And, you know, there are rules that are in place with regard to equipment. They have them there for a reason. So, I stand by the fact that both of those drivers were in violation. So, all right, what's next, Jackson?
Next, we go to Alex Cora talking about Rafi Devers' big home run last night.
You cannot tell, you know, like, if it's going to be fair or foul, and then we saw the call, and they went nuts, you know. I mean, obviously, we needed that one, but we needed to finish there, too. We needed that, so.
Was he talking about Devers, or was he talking about Sedan
Rafaela?
I think he was talking about Sedan somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says Devers in the
yesterday afternoon
of the cut.
Was when it was.
The walk-off was Rafaela.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It says Devers in the description of the cut. My bad.
All right. No, but that was a couple nights in a row, because Sedan Rafaela, he had another home run. I want to say.
I mean, do you count it when it's 308 feet?
That pesky pole. That pesky pole is there for a reason, though.
It's
one win. I don't know. I'm not like really buying into this team until they rip off about 8-9 in a row.
Congrats on not getting swept.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about it. All right, what's next?
We got Adam Silver talking about the USA versus the World All-Star format.
So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events. And then coming out of the All-Star game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world?
Oh, okay.
All right, coach.
I like this.
I think that was Nate Silver.
you are not a fan in general of the All-Star game.
No.
Any sport.
No sport.
Nobody's a fan of the All-Star game. Yeah. Look at the ratings. They all suck.
Because they're just like, you know, it's like a pickup game and no one really tries. It's a pickup game when no one tries hard.
Yeah, but you're also not a fan of the Olympics, so I'm...
What do you mean I'm not a fan of the
Olympics? You always say, like, I don't watch the Olympics. No, I don't care about them.
Yeah, I watch, like, I watch hockey.
You don't think Michael Phelps is an athlete?
Yeah, like, I don't watch none of those events, swimming or anything like that. The only thing I watch is the 100-yard dash to see how fast these humans really are.
Right.
But all that other stuff I don't watch. I watch, like, the basketball stuff. I know they're going to be adding baseball, so I'll probably watch that. But I love this fact of... USA versus the world, because now you'll get try-hard games because European players want to prove, or not just European players, like SGA... won't be considered a USA player.
Right.
But those guys will want to show that we're better than USA players, and USA players are going to want to do the same thing. So I like that format.
Okay. That is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will watch game one of the NBA Finals tonight with you at the Cowbell Rock Row in Westbrook, Maine, for pregame for the road show. See you there. And Courtney and today's news, including public bagpipe playing rage, which occurred in Texas. We will get to all of that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.